today's episode is Military Time, people! It's DP. Hello, welcome back!
OMG, yes. Was it long?
It was long, actually. because in between I went on holiday. Sorry.
Yeah, but when did we do the other
episode? Last time? Wait, let me check. Just
sorry.
Real just life check, people. The 21st of October.
Whoa!
Sorry.
21st, we have the 3rd.
Yeah, but we have worked in the meantime because we have what?
It's just two!
Two!
Yeah, but sorry, it's just this is just 1.5 weeks, so it's okay. Usually we do like
it's a
in
month.
2 weeks. No, no, but somewhere around 2 weeks or something, 2-3 weeks, we give you new shit. So it's okay. No, we're still on time.
We're still on time. Well done. High five.
Oh, my arm.
She worked out, so more likely every time she's going to raise her arm, she's going to, it's hurt.
I hate weights, but this time I had to.
All right. Now, back to what is concerning, let's talk about the bullshit. So, we are talking about DP today. Finally, we watched from 2021, hello late, but not that late. So, of course, DP is a drama. Captain Obvious. Actually, like, generally, they have specified, so it's not only on drama, it is unforced military fiction. Fiction, documentary almost. Like, but anyway, so for those that
you ask,
for those that slept on the background, it went out on first in on the 27th of August 2021. So yeah, we are
1.5 years late. Yeah. It's okay.
So a young private assignment to capture army deserter revealed the painful reality endured by enlisted during their compulsory call of duty. Which is sadly true. Like, it's exactly what it is. So you follow a private, and he is coming in the army. And because he's doing well, and he's clever, but street smart, in a way. Like, he's clever in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, he's street smart. Like, because, of course, the army, they're going to be like, man, we don't know. Like, he has flowers, so he must go see his girlfriend. And he's like, no, because if he deserted, that means that he can't work without, like, he doesn't have any identity, so that means he have to find a work that doesn't require any identity card. So,
which leaves only ding 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 ding.
Ding ding ding. And this is the moment they realize that, damn, we don't have that kind of intelligence in the thing. And I'm like, yes, you dumbass. Yes, you are.
Yeah, use your brain and go into the minds of your deserters, because clearly you don't.
Clearly you don't. Yeah, to find them, like, clearly you need those guys. Anyway, so you follow those, and who are they? You have, she's going to scream, Jung Hyun Hee, I killed his name, Hyun Hee. That you have seen in Snowdrop, that you have seen in Something in the Rain.
Yeah!
Yeah, I told you she was going to swim. He was also in One Spring Night.
Yeah!
While you were sleeping.
Yeah! I haven't watched that yet, but I have it on my list though.
We all have it in our lists. He's also in Peace of Your Mind, Prison Playbook. Mm. Anyway, if you've been alive lately in the
Tune
past,
in for love.
You have seen him. He's in Guardian, he's in Reply 98, he's in Blood. He is in Bride of the Century, in The Three Musketeers. He has done the shit. So, if you have turned on your TV lately, you have seen him.
Oh, I love him.
And he's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible. As an actor, he can play anything.
Yep.
And I loved him in that role, because his role are always kind of like, it's not just a simple role, it's a bit more...
He likes the challenging roles.
Yeah, he likes challenging
controversial
roles.
Controversial ones.
First, but what I was going to say is like...
Oh, sorry.
His roles are much more like... They have layers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's not just like a pretty boy or
exactly.
Not just like a rich pretty boy. No. It's
The pretty boy he does as a supporting role, but the main roles he...
Yeah, he needs to pay the rent. But
exactly.
Like, when he's like, you know what? I can do my work. Like, yeah, he can be the pretty boy to pay the rent, but when he wants to act, that's the moment that he's so interesting to watch.
It's something in the rain. He was the younger one who has a relationship with the older woman.
Yeah.
In the other one, he's a single father.
Yeah.
So it's all that stuff which is like socially controversial. So he likes that kind of, which I love.
I love, like, please, like, do more. In a way. Because
that's why I'm happy that he did DP, because he was same. Ideal for it. It's the same. It's controversial again. He
so
loves,
controversial, actually.
Yeah. He loves that stuff.
So many did not watch.
So please, Hayden, give us more.
Please.
Especially with that baby face. Sorry, but
he's so pretty. Even with the military buzz cut. I was like,
it's like,
why are you so pretty?
It's not fair.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Anyway. Still looks like 15. 12 even.
He looks so young. You're like, and then you realize he's 34 and you're like, what? 30 fucking four! Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't... Yeah, this is so unfair.
It is.
Unfair. Anyway.
Moving on.
So you have him. I think you understood that you have him as the main one, I will say, because he's the one that we follow, technically.
Yeah, one of them.
But then, the second lead? The second male part? The second...
Yeah.
The most brother. Important? The bro.
Yeah, because there's... Yeah.
It's
Ko First Kyun lead number one. Two.
First lead number two. It's Ko Kyun Won, and you have seen him also in a shitload of things. Escape from Mogadishu. I did not see that one. Peninsula, Monstrous.
I would love to see that, though.
Yeah. Mm. In Extraordinary Anthony Wu. Again, her. Again, we talk to her about her all the time. In Jane, Maggie... You have seen him too. He has a face also that you can't really forget in a way. He was in Kingdom also. Beaten Black and Blue. Romance in Seoul. The Werewolf Boy. I love you. In everything. And
yeah,
nothing.
I saw him in something as well.
Specifically, you have seen him. I will say much more like second lead role. Like,
Yeah.
In not that important roles, but you have seen him and you know him. And you're like...
Yeah.
I know you. I saw him, you, somewhere. And it's upsetting me right now that I can't pinpoint where you are.
By the way, he would be good for Psychopath.
Oh my god! Please don't make him as a psychopath, actually, because I will be flipping out. I may be peeing myself.
Yeah.
I am. Please
him
don't.
And the other military dude, you know?
Yeah.
Which is at the moment at the military. Our...
But yeah, the dude from Engineering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh!
Oh,
no. Him as a psychopath. Ooh.
But we already saw him as a psychopath in Tell of Nogdur.
Yeah, but it was historic. I want a modern thing.
Yeah, but he
a
was
bit
still
more
kill
mental,
it.
You know?
Yeah, but he will still kill it. Because we know that he is already a psychopath. We screamed so hard when we saw him. We're like, no!
Okay, we went
Sorry,
to
we went
topic
so far
because
off
we
topic.
Discussed this before, so it had to be said.
But there, because we discussed... things without spoilers between ourselves, of course, cutting obvious. And then I want to talk, because after you have to understand of DP is basically like you have one story kind of for per episode. It's kind of those kind of series.
One case per episode.
So then, but you have like three main characters that keep coming back.
Yeah.
No, actually there is a fourth one. Sorry, I forgot that one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Which is played by Sung Ko Son, and I love him normally in anything that he plays, but in that one I was like, dude, put you in the corner because I can't slap you, you're too pretty, but you are punished in the corner, you don't speak, like him.
Oh yeah him.
Yeah,
the captain.
Like, yeah, in normal way I would have slapped him, but because he's so pretty, I'm like, I can't slap someone that pretty.
I love the cigarette dude, the other boss, which then
yeah, but that was the third one I was thinking of, but I was like, I know there's him too. That is kind of important role though.
He is, because he's kind of an asshole. He blocks everything.
He's not kind of an asshole. He is an asshole. Like there is no discussion about that actually. Like he's a proper ass. He's actually even, like, fucking up some mission because he's like, oh, but no, we can't do this.
No, he's an asslicker. He just follows, you know, like, yeah, to come higher in rank and goes further up
to the point where it's fucking up everyone else.
Further up the ass, you know, like.
And the guy you was thinking about, which is the third more important role in a way,
yeah,
it's Kim Seung Kong.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was amazing as a bit like the dude that is so fucking done with his role, but he still have to do it because, you know what, like,
yeah,
I have to do it. It's my job. But oh, if I could be anywhere else, I will be, basically.
Yeah, he's just done because of all the bullshit he's coming across. Yeah.
And you see him in Reply 94. He played in Sinkhole. He played in The Fiery Priest in Reply 98 also. The Nameless Gangster, The Neighbor, Seal Vibe. He is in Seal Vibe too.
Ooh, nice, I see him again.
So we're going to see him really soon. Phantom Detective, Intouchable. He played in so many. I'm going to stop here because otherwise I'm still there tomorrow.
So he has an age already to have so many stuff anyway. But he's
always... he was in Moon Lover!
You haven't recognized him?
Of course not.
Of course not. As always, we never recognize shit.
For no, some but Moon Lover is a historical drama, so I'm sorry, but like...
Yeah.
It's called, like, already that we suck at recognizing them, or we're like... We know him! Yeah. But yeah, where? Exactly. We don't know. So already, like, we suck at this, but then
after you... happy that I even recognize them.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I'm happy I recognize them, where I'm like, I know you! And I know where you're coming from! I forgot your name, though, but I know you!
It's not like that I have the easiest recognizable names anyway, so...
But there, but yeah, that dude, you saw him, but, like, for me, it's even harder when we switch from historical drama to modern drama. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, just put handbook. Like...
Then and they put the fake beard, then the costumes, then all the hats.
They have no beard, nothing, because of course they can't grow beard. And then I'm like, huh, that was him. I can't recognize him.
Yeah.
But it's not because we suck a bit, but there.
Maybe they think we do. I don't give a shit. I don't think we suck.
We cannot suck.
No, yeah, because...
Oh, come on.
No, as long as I still recognize them, fair enough. In the episode itself, like... At okay, least. Maybe not with the name, age, and blood type, sorry, but it's get a bit out of hand here then.
Yeah, exactly, it's complicated at the end.
I'm already happy that I like, wait, I know this face, I saw him somewhere else. I'm already happy with that!
And then after it's the search of 10 minutes to be like,
yeah,
where did I see him? But it's fine, I'm going to find him! He has a mole next to his...
Is this the same dude? No, okay, not.
No, like he's smiling on this one, he's not smiling there. Yeah, that's called a picture.
Yeah, oh my god, that once with the remember that one?
Yeah, like look, if he smiles, it's him.
But he's a different nose. No, it's not.
Look, no, it's because if he smiles, his nose moves. Fair enough. Oh yeah, that was the moment that we lost it for 5 minutes after.
5 minutes? It took 10. Us longer. Half it an took hour us
half
discussed.
An hour to recognize him and then laughing for 10 minutes because we were like, oh my god, we suck so much. Like, it's awful.
That evening was amazing, though. Anyhow.
Still, it's entered right away in how historical evenings, basically. But yeah.
We have a lot of time.
Yeah, we have a list. So, DP, because now we kind of made the cast and everything. DP, like we said, it's in the military world. So, first thing first, it's not easy to watch. If you think that it's going to be like, I'm going to watch it while just eating something and not really think about it, think again. It's not.
No, there's a lot of bullying, lots of abuse going on, so...
And mostly, if you think that the worst part is that what you see, you're already thinking like, oh my god, it's awful, oh my god, oh my god. And then you realize that for TV, they have turned it down. They have put the violence and the bullying and everything down. Because it's TV. Because it's fiction. And I'm like, imagine the real life thing.
Oh, I can pretty much imagine that it is happening exactly how that is there. I don't know.
Even worse for me, I think.
Yeah.
It's worse than what we saw.
Oh, like, I found parts so disgusting. I was like, seriously? That's how you treat each other? I mean...
Exactly.
You're fighting another country, but you actually...
you're the worst one between worst yourselves, one, yeah. basically. Yeah. And the thing that was really interesting for me is because, of course, I talked about it with Danielle, so my boyfriend that made his military service in Korea, and I'm sorry if it's going to upset some Korean people, but we are going to talk about this. But yeah, he told me that basically a lot of Koreans that have made their military service and were bullied mercilessly did not watch DP because they didn't want to relive that bullying phase that they had. Because, like, I'm sorry guys, but army is hard enough. Like, why are you making it harder?
Yeah, everybody has to go through it, so why you have to...
To be an asshole, basically.
Be an asshole constantly with each other? I don't get it.
Exactly.
So, I have the bigger boys. Oh, yeah, amazing.
Not even this, it's just like, well, I'm older,
yeah.
So because you're younger than me, I'm going to bully you. Danielle told me that technically, like, in the, you know, in the barracks, like, in the...
Yeah.
It's a bit better now because they are splitting them by age and no longer by unit. So it's still unit, but it's by age. So you're not sleeping with your older...
See, like, and that's the issue that they have so much... They put so much emphasis on age.
Yeah. Like, we talked about it for another reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's again that insane thing about the Korean culture that we have issues to understand is how, like, basically they are telling each other, well, if we don't have the same age, we can't be friends. And I'm like, what kind of bullshit is this?
We are friends. And I'm older.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Imagine. We would not be able to be friends. Like, I will have to always, like, speak to you in a really, like... First of all, in the way I'm speaking to you, will have to be different. I will not be able to stop you. I will not be able to call you bitch.
Yeah, show me more respect.
Fuck off. But you know what I mean? It's like...
I deserve it because I was born...
I was born first. I saw things you did not see.
That's
my
only privilege. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, exactly. You should. I think you should abuse it a bit more. But that's the thing. But then at that moment, of course, it's creating a society of bullying in a way. Because of course, like, you're doing only this. Like, you're always saying to someone, like, you're lower than me. So what are you going to do to the younger, to the generation after you? You're lower than me, and I'm going to make you suffer even more. Like. Oh, the only thing that Danielle told me is, like, of course, if you bully outside of the army, you're going to be a bully inside the army.
Yeah.
Like, it's not surprising, but I'm like, then at that moment, why the army is not doing something? Because, hey, they know about it. They know it's happening. And they are like, no, it's making them tough. I'm like, you're a dumbass.
Tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're making them tougher. No, because guess what?
No, makes
them
more fearful.
No, makes me them... Exactly. And I'm like... You really think that the young generation that knows that you're bullying their guys is not going to try to find ways to escape the army by, like, trying to fake, like,
or
to
commit
fake their
health
check
suicide.
Or commit suicide.
Which they have already the highest rate anyway in the world, so...
Exactly, so I'm like, why are you not trying to do something? Plus, those guys are coming for 2 years. It's not like if they are making, like their career... out of it.
Yeah, this I don't get. You go there for 2 years.
You're getting bullied.
Why?
And then you're not even getting any gratification at the end of the fucking
exactly.
day. You're just a reservist.
Why would I put my energy even into it? I would be way too tired with all all day running around with a 25 kilo gear kit, you know, on my back. And excuse me, why?
Why? Just to fight a country that is dumb as fuck? Great.
Yeah, then fight the country, not each other. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And that's why men are doing war, women don't do.
Yeah. Yeah, because right now, we're like, imagine women, it makes no sense. Like, no, I'm not running, it makes no sense. Where? I'm going to break my nails, so no, fuck off. Like,
yeah, I don't understand why they...
But then after, if it's your job then, like, I will understand that you're a bit tougher because it's your job. You know
Yeah.
If you're professional military, you represent Korea,
yeah.
then I understand that the army is a bit more tough then.
Yes, you can be then...
Because you decided to enter the army. You made the decision, tough it up.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Still not bullying. But at that moment, I understand that you train like a fucking soldier. But like, all those guys are soldiers by default for 2 years. And they have the worst thing. You think that when you're going to call them to fight, they are going to really come?
No. They run away to another country. I'm out.
To be like, really? Well, I'm in London. Bye.
Yeah, for the next 2 years. Don't call me.
No, but you know what I mean? I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised if even, like, the generation of Daniel, for example, like, is trying to more likely they're going to hate us. Like, everyone that is listening to this, that are Korean, that are, how dare they? Like, it's against the country, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm not saying he's not going to come. Daniel, if he's cool, he's coming, and more likely most of them, but... still, you can understand that some people will try to, maybe a minority is going to try to escape it because they're like, I had an awful time for 2 years, I have to go fight now? Go fuck off.
Yeah, it's not a surprise for me though.
I would not be surprised.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we had this kind of military service in my country as well.
We had it also.
But now it's not anymore. Just a day. Because it's not... huh?
For us, like, we still kind of have it, but it's just a day that you're called... When you're 18, basically, like, in France, how it's happening is, like, when you're 18, I had to go too, so I know. And you spend the day at the army where they are basically telling you, like, how great it is to work for the army, please come. And I'm like, dude, you didn't see me run.
And on one hand, because we had a different kind of system, it was also 2 years, but let's say you had, like, some medical issues. Or you were mentally not able to do it, kind of, because you have some issues. Then, because the doctor will see you before you join the army, obviously, and they will rate you. If you were exempt from military, you had to go then into care homes or into hospitals to help the nurses and everything. So you were then a nurse for these 2 years. It's a social year you had to do instead.
Which...
I find of, okay, you're not going to the military, but you go then to the hospital.
You're helping. You're helping in a
different way. You go to Medicare, my friend. Because no weapon, but a syringe you can hold.
You're going to help your friend that just got shot.
Yeah, kind of way, yeah.
Which is fine.
Super logic. Yeah, yeah. And the hospitals actually profited from that very much because we were always short on nurses and anything. And the guys were actually really good.
Yeah, like learning some skills that is actually useful outside.
Yeah, they helped also with the older people because they were strong, obviously, stronger than a female one and could carry the guys and the ladies, you know, like
to carry the patients.
So I don't know why they're not doing something like this. Like, okay, you're not fit enough for the military, but you go to, you know.
Your bully.
Yeah, okay. This maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah,
I heard also in my country where they always complain it was the worst time of my life and I was like,
After, like, the last generation
But I never
heard
bullying incidents like this. Like this? No.
Specifically like this. Like, it's going so, so far.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they were tough on you? Fair enough. But
yeah, because it's the army.
Exactly.
Like, they're tough on you? Fair enough. But then, like, bullying
like
that?
Like this.
No. In France,
how
same thing.
They showed it in that show? No, never.
In France, same thing. It's not like this.
If something like this came out, then, big shit.
And
would...
I heard that actually, like, what we saw is the army, right? Like the basic army, not the air or the marine.
The foot soldier.
The foot soldier.
Yeah.
I heard that the marine army is even worse, bullying-wise.
Yeah. I hear that as well.
And I was like, worse than that? Like, you should go to prison. Because if it's worse than this... then it's torture. Sorry, but like...
proper torture, yeah. This was already almost torture.
Like, like, are you killing the guys? Like, what... And then putting them back to life so they are actually, like, kind of like... Like, fucking, like, Frankenstein monster?
Have you ever heard of the movie The Flatliners?
No!
So it's like... I feel like they're doing this like this. They're killing you almost to the point that you are killed and then bring you back to life. That's what they did in that movie as well. But I was like...
No!
It's like, do you have to go to this length? Yeah. I mean, okay, fair enough, because Marines have to be tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But where is
the... Yeah, but just make them work, like, just make them run for 2 hours at 4 a.m, but not, like, break their kneecap. Like, what's the point?
What I don't understand is, where's the equivalent from bullying in to make them tough? Where does it say you have to bully to make toughen up?
Specifically for me, it's just like, if you bully...
I don't see the evidence, you know, that it works.
No, me neither. But for me, I'm just like, do you realize that if you have a generation of bullied soldier, you really think they're not going to continue to bully the next one that is going to come?
Exactly.
like on the contrary, and you guess, and guess what? They're going to do even worse than what they had been done.
I mean, obviously, that you don't want to have a sissy in your team who runs away when the shots are falling.
Not, but
obviously,
like, at one point, it's like to understand,
we
like,
get it.
Why you're doing the job? Like then is to explain to them like this is why, and you have to be ready to do this and to do that. But at the end, you're still dealing with 20-year-old guys.
Yeah.
Like worst case scenario, they just finished high school.
Yeah,
18 or they may to... be do like, they may have done like 1 year of study before they go to the fucking military.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about normal people, not the idol or actors. They can push it back, so they are older already.
Yeah, but we're not talking about them.
You're talking about like basically 20-year-olds. You should treat them like 20-year-olds. They are just adults, not even. Like they stop to have like to
pubic hair.
To pubic hair, and they have finally like oh, it's killing me. Because at that moment, my question is also like the adults that are there, the one that actually working for the military. What the fuck?
Oh, they're sleeping. They have a best time, it seems.
Oh, clearly. I'm like, damn, I could do a better job than you do, guys.
And then also, why they have to throw a fit all the time? What is this with throwing fits with these adults, with commanders and so on?
Oh my god.
That they throwing shit at you? This is so degrading.
If you
can't give a command and they're not following you, I would already wonder why.
For me, I will be questioning myself to be like, so...
They're
what about
only working the... for me when I throw a fit.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, so... So then it's not good because you should not be like, I'm sorry, but like throwing a fit is never the answer.
For me, to
if
not
they
fit
are,
for
if
purpose.
If they are respecting you, if you tell them, please lick my shoe, they fucking lick your shoe.
Yeah.
Even if it's degrading, guess what? There was because they respect you enough and because you're not asking those kind of stupid things.
But then you see already, if the higher ups already are throwing
like
a
this.
Fit... Yeah,
exactly.
And
it's
no
like
wonder that
the anger...
shit is trickling down the chain.
Exactly, the anger is going down the chain, and at the end is the foot soldier that is getting the worst shit done to them.
Yeah.
And after you're wondering why they're escaping, for me, I was like, no, I get it.
I would have gone already.
Oh
a long
my god,
time.
Like I would not even have hold like the basic training clearly.
Yeah, and I would not mind to work nights in this kind of localities where they were working. You know,
oh
I was
god,
like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. At least I get money and I'm free. I'm free to
oh,
do
yeah?
whatever. I'm not going back there. That's why, like, at least, you know, as I said, why they're not doing, like, as we had, let them... Okay, they can't choose, obviously. But
no, they're all coming.
They're all going. But why they don't have then a system, like, okay, if the doctor is saying, like, you're not fit for purpose, at least... You have the option to do a social
year. Yeah, but
year.
Here it's not like...
Social 2 years.
Yeah, but then social... Yeah, fair enough. But like, for me, I'm talking about the healthy one that entering in the army.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about the one that are trying to escape it by making a bullshit, like, health check. No, I'm not even those. For me, I'm talking about the one that are healthy enough to enter in the army and they're getting bullied, like, mercilessly. Like, if you break his knee, it's not going to be helpful as a soldier, you dumbass. Like, he can't walk anymore, so
okay.
He can't run.
I think we made our point.
We should
go back on that because it's already 20.
Sorry,
it's just
no, but you
ranting.
Understood that what we thought. But I think also you understood that even if we talk this bad about the army, for me, I really like that show though. We devoured that show. Like, we really enjoyed it.
Honestly, I have nothing against the military. I still wish that my country would have that mandatory service for 2 years still. But they don't. because there's no point anymore.
For me, I have...
Apparently
clearly,
so.
For me, I have nothing against the military. It's
no.
important that we kind of have them sometimes. The thing is, for me, I don't stand those kind of behaviors. So it's really hard for me to look up at the military as someone that is supposed to protect me. Right,
yeah, can treat other
but
his
can
own
treat
people like that.
His own people like this. This
yeah.
is where I have an issue.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you're supposed to protect everyone, even the guy that is sleeping next to you.
Exactly.
Not to break his fucking kneecap.
Yeah.
Just because he dared to snore at night. No.
Exactly. Which is not his fault either.
Because guess what? People that are snoring at night, they're actually slowing dying because they can't breathe. So their body is forcing the air to come out. That's literally what is happening.
Yeah, you don't have to fill up the gas mask with water that they're drowning.
No, but that's my point. It's like, I want to respect the army, but if I know that this is happening in the army, I'm going to look down on you so hard, guys, you can't even know. Like, because I'm like, that is the guys that are supposed to protect me? Bullies? Great.
No, thank you, then.
I am, basically, I'm taking the other guys. Sorry!
Yeah, you can, I mean, I understand if you want to take that shit out on your enemy, fair enough, go for it, I don't give a shit.
Do it!
But please follow the Geneva Convention. But,
It's like, it's other human beings, for fuck's sake, that you're supposed to protect, too.
Yeah.
Against the enemy. You're really going to protect the guy that you just bullied in the morning? Really? You're going to make me believe that?
I would probably not even kill the enemy. I would kill my next to it who just bullied me in the morning on
and
the
then
field,
it's like,
you know?
Oh, lost bullet. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. He was in the way. I was just... He went up.
He went up like I was trying to shoot. He went on his kneecap. Oops. Seriously?
That happens when you bully me, you asshole. Anyhow.
It was still a great show.
It was an amazing show. I loved it.
It was an amazing show.
Because you could see from both the characters how...
Both of them, the way of thinking.
The way of thinking, how they also had feelings.
Yeah.
Like, they were not just machines to go out there to...
And to fetch the
To
the
fetch
deserter.
Them, the deserter, no?
No, they are human. They are human beings.
And you could see how they were... And the bromance.
Oh, the bromance!
That bromance! They should get married, seriously.
Oh my god, yes, please. Like, I was like, I love the bromance! Like, even better than any romance that
I saw. Yeah. That bromance was amazing.
Oh, perfect bromance. I was like, yes! A good old bromance. They were really bro.
They were so bro.
Stupidly sometimes, but amazing bros.
Super funny
and holding,
as well.
And holding together, like, I was like, oh, perfect bro.
Yeah, they work brilliantly together.
Yeah, for me, I was almost screaming, now kiss! But I was like, okay,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it was a match made in heaven by the authorities to put them together as a team because you couldn't do it any better.
And I also understand why there is a season 2 in preparation. I'm not mad at the fact that there is a season 2.
No, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Kind of. Mm. I know that it's an open ending, so I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
In a way, like, yeah, but like, are you going to tell me how he escaped for, like... Like, how he's doing after? Like, how... Or are you going to move completely to different people? I don't know. And I'm kind of intrigued by it.
Yeah. I mean, I still hope it's Hain.
I hope still.
And the other dude as well. But... So that the bromance can continue.
I need that bromance.
Yeah, yeah.
I need that bromance to advance in my life now.
But let's see. So...
But there. So, yeah. DP, I think you understood. For us, it's a 10 out of 10. Even if... Of course, we discovered that issue, basically, so it's upset at us. But I think it was kind of the point, to make people react about this, so it can change. Because that's the only moment that you can make
changes. Yeah,
it's
like to point out the shit,
If to point it out and people to be shocked about it. So if you haven't watched DP, do it.
Ah, do it. Even for the fun part between the bromance, between everything.
If you want a good bromance, watch DP.
Watch it, it's just
fun. If you want to get upset, watch DP. If you want to eat pasta, watch DP. Watch DP!
The end point is watch DP.
No, it's a really, really good show. 10 out of 10.
Like, for both of us, by the way.
Definitely we will watch it. I'm going to rewatch it before watching the season 2 again, basically.
Oh yeah, definitely. If
like,
there's
I'm
a season 2...
Season 2
It's
if
just
is...
6 episodes, so you can...
Oh my god, it's done in a week, guys.
Yeah, easy.
Easy. You watch this...
Oh, in one afternoon if you're really like...
If you're depressed because the weather is shit, yes.
Nothing else to do, go for it.
Put yourself in front of it. It's done in 6 episodes. It's easy. Yeah. Take some popcorn. Maybe not because while
pizza.
You eat like a... Oh, pizza. Yeah, oh, pizza, yeah. In front of DP, amazing. Mm. With a beer. And you're like, damn the kneecap. But there, no, really amazing show. I have nothing to say about it. The cast was amazing. I felt things for them, and I wanted all to slap them or to just protect them, like all of them.
Mm. Well, maybe better eat before you watch it.
Maybe yes. For some episode, it's recommended actually.
Yeah, if you're a bit weak on the stomach when you're watching something
this,
it's
actually,
not
I will say that if you are weak on the stomach or like that you're sensitive to blood, don't watch DB. But if you want bromance, if you want like military stuff, if you want to get upset, watch DP. And I will still say that if, like, take upon yourself if you're scared of blood and watch DP.
Yeah.
Watch DP.
Watch DP.
Watch it. But that was DP. 10 out of 10. Easy.
Peasy. Lemon. Yeah. Squeezy.
Next episode is going to be in a week, more likely. And we are going to talk about another one that made a lot of noise when it went out. And that was Nevertheless. You are not ready.
I was not ready.
No one was ready. We were like, ah. But that's for the next episode. That is going to be in a week. Until then, watch K-drama. Join us on Instagram. Don't join us on Instagram. I don't know what to tell you anymore. Do whatever.
Do what the fuck I care.
Watch DP and come back for next time for Nevertheless. Bye.
Bye.